This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Ooh.
How are you?
I'm all right. Woke up to the news about Vegas. Just horrific. I'm so sorry for anybody who knows anyone who was there and for all the people who were there. And it's just terrible. I mean, there's not... I got a million stories about it. I'm sure you do, too. It's just terrible.
Well, it happened late last night. So if you don't know, the news out of Vegas is there was a shooting at
about
a country...
10 o'clock, yeah.
Concert...
Some three-day
country music festival.
Yeah, so it was in the streets. Apparently, it was right on the strip.
Yeah.
Like, they closed off part of the thing.
There's pictures, multiple pictures I looked at from the Mandalay Bay.
Which is where the guy was shooting from.
Right. Axelson from downstairs.
Aaron.
He was there, I don't know how long ago, but posted a picture and said, I was at the 29th floor of the Mandalay Bay last month and took this picture. Mm. And it's a picture during the day of where the festival was being held to the right. It was empty at the time. Mm-hmm. But he was saying, this is, the guy was 3-4 floors up from where I was, from the, where this picture's
right.
taken. And you can just see right down onto the concert venue. It's a wide open space. It's clearly designated as a place where shows happen. And the guy had, what do they call that? Shooting fish in a, I mean, they're just,
right.
all those people are out there
right below
with
him.
No idea that someone's stalking them from a balcony. So that's what went down last night. It's so fresh, it's not in any of our newspapers.
Right.
Yeah. Me and Hooman were like, well, are the newspapers going to be printed? We didn't know. So, yeah. A couple of Facebook posts. Megan says, just woke up to texts and phone calls from friends and family. I work right behind where the shooting happened. Devette says, I worked all night across the street at MGM, and it was chaos.
I now have 50 people dead.
Yeah.
It was 20 when I left the house.
The largest mass shooting in modern U.S. history. Was it 49 people at Pulse?
200 wounded, 50 dead.
I don't recall what the number was at Pulse.
Yeah, I don't. I don't remember.
I think
that
was formerly the largest mass shooting. Isn't it wonderful that we keep that kind of stat in our head?
That's what I mean, though. It's like, oh, God. Well,
just a terrible thing to wake up to this morning.
You know what's weird is that over the weekend, I had one of those just busy chore-filled weekends where you're going from one thing
to the next thing.
On Sunday morning, I had a minute. Surf's been flat, but I still went out to the front of my place and just looked out over the ocean, and the sun was rising, and I took the snapshot of a perfect California sunrise. Mm. I got my coffee, and I'm just sitting there like, The world is good. And I took that picture and I posted it because I was like, you know, with all the... this is what I was thinking at the time. With all the Trump nonsense and the hurricane and the devastation we've been looking at in the news, you just find yourself wondering, and there's still moments where you look out at the world and go, yeah, this place rules and it's cool to be alive. And I posted that thinking that. And then Vegas happens, and you just go, man, we can't get out in front of any of this stuff.
No.
Ay-yi-yi.
It dragged you down. I do feel like lately it's just been one thing after another. Like, I hung my head when I saw it this morning, like, oh, not more. Stop it.
So it appeared to be, as I left my house this morning, single gunman.
Yep.
And it
They picked his wife up, or did they get her yet? They're looking for her.
They did.
Okay.
They did get her.
Yeah.
So is there any link to terrorism, or what are we dealing with here?
I haven't heard
know?
Anything about that yet. I heard 66-year-old retired dude clearly knew he was going to get caught because he stopped and reloaded several times, wasn't changing locations, like he just snapped at 10 o'clock last night and started shooting out his window. That's all I've heard.
The video
I mean, it just happened not even 12 hours
right,
ago.
Right, the video I saw, which I was hesitant to even click on,
right,
was of the concert in full show mode. The guy's up there, he's singing, they're, you know, country rocking out, and then you hear the shots, and it's a machine gun.
Right.
And it takes a while. The guy keeps singing. And then when he stops, and it didn't show anyone getting hit by gunfire, this person must have been far enough back that, and the crowd must have been huge enough that, who knows where the gunfire was landing. But you could hear it, and you could hear people in the, you know how the cameras pick up?
Yes.
You could hear people saying, "What is that?"
People initially thought it was fireworks.
Fireworks. And then it's that gunfire. And then you hear people yelling, "Get, stay down." And then I guess the run for it thing starts, and which is,
as
in my
dangerous,
opinion, well,
right,
that's what I do. I'm not laying there.
People get trampled. I mean, it's just. Oh.
So that happened last night, everyone.
Last night, about 10
late
o'clock.
They say they found the lady. I don't know if it's his wife. They have different last names.
They do.
Marilyn Danley. Mary Lou Danley. They found her, but they found her and say she's not involved in the shooting.
Was she in Vegas or is she elsewhere?
Yes.
She was.
Let's see. He had nearly 10... weapon, 10 more weapons. Oh, it just goes on and on. We'll get into that later, I guess.
No, I'm sure there'll be millions of horrible details. Well, anyway, here we all are. Let's, you know, look around and count your blessings today.
Yeah, we'll do the news and bring all that information to you as new stuff comes in. So, when you left here,
yes,
you were starting to get sick.
No, I was fully sick. I've been sick since middle of last week. What I should have done this weekend is gone home and rested. That is what I should have done.
And you didn't do it.
No.
You went and partied.
No, I mean, we, you know.
Did you rock out?
Party.
Did you sing?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you drink?
Yeah.
All right.
But not, you know, I mean, I did try to take it. And actually yesterday, they were like, "Hey, why don't we do this?" I'm like, "I'm going to go home." I should have gone home on Friday. We had a great time, though. It was a great weekend. We spent the weekend in Tamales with some friends, and the weather was gorgeous, and we walked on the beach, and we...
You walked on the beach?
We did. It was lovely. We had a very nice weekend. This morning, my alarm didn't go off, so I don't know. I mean, I guess maybe I was screwing around with my phone and somehow turned it off. But did anybody else have trouble with an iPhone alarm this morning?
No.
Yours went off like nothing?
I was up long before it, but it went off while I was eating my cereal. Scared the living you-know-what out of me. Like
people
it does.
People on Facebook said they were commenting on yours, Sarah.
Anybody say that they...
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I guess it was just... I mean, I guess I must have turned it off. So
I'd be the first to jump on it if something was up.
Oh, I know.
Me.
I actually thought about calling you to make sure you were up.
How'd you wake up?
My
backup alarm?
No, no. Well, actually, that thing just goes off and I don't even look at it. I just hit it off until it's like sort of semi wakes me up. But my sprinklers for the, you know, we just put in a lawn.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been having some, thank you.
Shame.
I have grass. I'm so sorry. But we had to reduce the pressure to the... I don't remember what all the things were, but we just started using it. And so this morning it was going... It sounded like, I hate to say it, like...
like gunfire?
Machine gunfire,
okay,
underneath our bedroom, which is where the pipes run. So we were away this weekend. I didn't hear it at all, but it woke me. I was like, "What is happening? What's happening?" And then I'm kind of like up out of bed, like, "What's going on?" And I look over my clock, I'm like, "Oh my God, my alarm didn't go off." It was like 20 after 4. Super late.
So
I know. So I jumped in the shower as fast as I can. So I was off kilter, and then I sit down at my computer to quickly look at the news, and oh my God!
That. Yeah.
So I've just been, I felt so discombobulated all morning, and it's just, ugh.
And you're still sick.
I'm marginally better. I mean, I probably sound kind of squeaky, but, you know, I don't know. It's like a sinus thing now. I was getting these sinus headaches. Oh, boo, effing who? In light of everything else, like, who cares what little maladies you have in your life? But you do, because there you are in your life, you know.
Being sick sucks.
It does.
It's the worst.
It's
my kid's got something right now, and and she tries to climb into bed, and I was like,
get out of here. Kick her out.
Blocking her mom takes her back to bed.
Yeah, sick girl, and, no.
I know, kid. No way. Sorry.
Right. Not only are you going to get me sick, but also people are so restless in their sleep when they're sick.
Yeah.
So did you get any of your chores done at the house this weekend?
I got so much done.
Oh, my God.
But
tell
I
me,
had the longest.
Tell me all the chores.
So I left here and went and got my car's oil changed, which now you just can't do yourself. You just have to.
Yep. You got to let someone else do it.
I just go to the
place. Used to be your thing.
And let them do it and watch the news from. I watched CNN in the Toyota service center waiting room. You know.
Again? You're like.
That's where he gets
one
all
of those reward
from.
Customers.
I know.
I'm there.
Well, he does drive like 10,000
yeah,
miles a week.
I'm there every 5 to 6 weeks because of the mileage I drive. Excuse me.
A little
sip of water there. So anyway, I got that done, and I had to change the windshield wipers on all the cars. Mm. This is a moment. You know when, you know, I don't know how many kids are listening at this time. Maybe I'll just speak to the adults. I don't know who this is going to, but you never outgrow that kid you were. You just don't. And so there I am. I get this. I'm like, all right, I'm changing all the windshield wipers on all three cars. We got a pickup. My lady stole my Mercedes. And I drive a Prius. Okay. So I get all three. I look them all up online to find out which ones are needed.
Right.
I go to the Auto Zone.
Mm-hmm. Auto Zone.
Which is like, there's no one.
Really?
You know, you look around, you're like, wow, there's nobody here to help you. And even if then they walk past you like you're not there, you're like, but you got a little paper in your hand. Oh, okay. Forget it. I'll just do this. I find all the stuff I need. I buy it. I go. Everything's fine.
Yeah.
Except this one for the Prius where I'm sitting here. I get them off. I go to put them on. And they're not fitting.
Oh.
And I can hear my dad in the back of my head going, you know, you're a smart kid. Why you got to break everything you try to work on? And I'm like, I got this. I'll work. I'm just going to keep. And I'm trying to put a round peg in a square hole. They're just not working. And I finally go back and he goes, oh, yeah, those don't work. I lost an hour trying to make these things from all directions. I'm like, what about? And it's because I don't trust myself enough to know these goddamn things don't fit.
Right. Well, you just assume that.
I got to be doing it wrong.
I've got to be doing it wrong.
Did you double check all the model stuff?
I did all the stuff, and I just went back, and the guy says, no. And it turns out, for whatever reason, there's no aftermarket wipers for the 2016 Prius.
How is that?
I don't
know.
So
what did you get?
I called Toyota and ordered them.
Yeah, the dealership.
But then I'm like...
The iPhone of cars.
I got those metal things laying on the glass.
Yes.
And I'm like, well, I definitely can't drive that thing to work. So I drove the pickup in
Had
today.
You already chucked the old ones?
Yeah,
or?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Well, I threw those. I had to go find them.
I could just feel and hear the scrape.
I know.
Well,
that metal
and I probably
glass.
Could have driven knowing where the controls are, but I just went, you know what, I'm going to...
You could accidentally hit it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then just have it go.
Dig a rut across your glass.
Yeah. Then it'll be replacing the windshield.
Right.
Oh,
my God.
Yeah, yeah. So
thing blows
just,
in on them.
Man, you just don't outgrow that youthful nonsense where you're like.
Well, and to have your dad talking in your head, too, like, that's such a thing. Mm-hmm. You know,
as
you're an older person, you still hear, like, the voices of reason. You think you're going to be a voice of reason? You're not.
Right. No, I just couldn't trust myself. This doesn't fit.
Yeah.
I kept thinking, there's just this one look. I'm not looking from the right direction.
Right. You got it. There's a trick. It has to snap in
if
here
there's
somehow.
There's a button. There's an adapter. I'm looking back at the packaging. There's no packaging. It's just like a, I don't know, whatever. What's a sword sit in?
A sheath?
The sheath type packaging. It's just this thin plastic.
A sword holder? I don't know.
Yeah, whatever.
Sword
that's
in.
What
that's
windshield wipers
a
come
scabbard?
In. Some kind of, well, you and your words. I mean,
know. Like, okay, Sarah.
A scabbard. There it is.
I'm sorry that I know so many words.
Anyway, so we moved stuff. We painted stuff against. There was
you moved
one,
stuff. You did move some
we
things
did.
In.
The missus goes, let's break the TV unit down.
Oh.
And I'm all.
How are we going to watch TV if the TV
I mean,
that needs
like,
to be moved on the day you move in.
Are you nuts? We're not moving for 2 more weeks. We're not doing that.
You're not moving for 2 more weeks?
No. The floor guys this week, the paint guys next week, and then we move in. And we're actually up against the... At that point, we're up against the
closing on your house, right?
Get their house.
Right.
And we leave. But it's got to get done.
Yeah. This,
but there it is. There I am moving the stuff. The TV doesn't work. I'm like, oh man, why would I have listened to her?
Oh, you did do it. You don't have a TV for 2 weeks.
Do you know what you women are like when you don't get your way?
What are you going to do with the kid in the afternoon?
God, I had to do it. I had to. There was no getting around it. She's like, the idea is we get this over there. Then we're ready to... I'm like, yeah, but we still live here. Please.
Why didn't you talk some sense into her?
Because...
Why can't you talk sense to that woman?
Yeah.
She'd put me on the phone with her. That's the last thing you move.
You should put me on the phone, girl.
Oh,
we need our TV.
I don't know. So anyway, we did that.
Well, Isla's going to wind up with an iPad out of this.
Yeah.
You're going to have something to watch her TV on.
Well, you know what's funny you say that? Last night, we were so busy. All of us were grinding hard and my kid's sick. Last night at 6 o'clock, the missus, we're finally done. She gets in my kid's bed with the iPad to watch a movie. That was the kid's reward. Like, we're going to watch a movie.
Right.
Mom is sound asleep. And I look in there, mom's sound asleep. And the kid's like, just curled up, watching the iPad on her belly.
Sure. So happy.
So.
Just occupied. How do they even stay? I just, you know, at some point she'll appreciate sleep. Kids just resist it. All right, KLC, KLC, HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We'll be right back.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.